Yes, it's Darren Duff here for another podcast today. We're going to talk about Teen Talk. Just going to do a short, brief podcast on this, and I'm doing this podcast from my office at work. So if I have to pause the recording to take a phone call, or if someone comes in the cubicle, we'll have to stop in the middle of what we're doing. But I wanted to talk a little bit about Teen Talk today, how it works, and how to set it up and everything, configure it. It's really simple, and most people would say, "Well, why are you doing a podcast on that?" It's really simple to do, but I've been talking in past weeks on the Blind Cool Tech List about doing a Skype conference, and I decided since I started using Teen Talk that Teen Talk would be much better for this instead of Skype. So I would encourage you all to download Teen Talk and to use it. Let's get together for a Skype, for a voice chat conference, so that we can get to know one another better on the Blind Cool Tech List. And the good thing about Teen Talk is you can have unlimited people in a room. Of course, it would get kind of chatty if you have several people. And as a voice-free voice-activated option, so you can talk in Teen Talk hands-free. But I prefer to use a hotkey, which is much better. You don't get all kinds of extraneous noise and all that. So I'm going to talk about how to... I'm not going to go through the installation, because the installation is pretty much straightforward. It's not that difficult. It's same as installing any other Windows standard application. Let me go ahead and turn off Skype because I just realized I have it active.
Select system create icon dialog. List box one. Podcast team. Stop.
And I don't want anyone Skyping me when I'm trying to do this podcast. By the way, let me thank Andre Louis from AndreLouis.com for the theme. Using one of his compilations, and I hope that is okay with you, Andre, if you happen to be listening to this cast. If it's not, just let me know and we won't do it again. Anyway, I'm going
to
close out Skype here.
Context menu, welcome to Skype, quiz you. Leave menus.
Just go ahead and close that. I'm also using Andre's little sound scheme here, stereo sound scheme. I just unloaded it.
Alt tab, one. Podcast theme, stop. Right, one.
Go ahead and close out of our theme there.
Alt tab. For a list of all commands, press.
And of course, now you know I'm recording this little gold wave. All right, so once Teen Talk is installed,
Windows 10,
well, let me go over I'll tell you what, Andre has a little tutorial on his website. And if you go to AndreLouis.com, you can get the link for that tutorial. It tells you how to set it up. He has a configuration file you can install. There's some JAWS scripts that you can install, although you don't really need the scripts. It's such a simple program, you really don't need the scripts. The scripts are written by Sean Randall, by the way. But to get the Teen Talk setup file, you can go to http://bearware.dk and download Teen Talk version 3 from there. Andre has, in the tutorial it talks about the setup file, the sounds package, which you can also get for Teen Talk off of the bearware.dk website. This is so you can use sound events with Teen Talk. For example, when someone joins or leaves the server or leaves the channel or sends you an instant messages. Or instant message, or so on and so forth. So that's how that works. Andre also has a configuration file which will configure Teen Talk to start up in his Teen Talk server, which we will more than likely be using for the Blind Cool Tech chat that I'm trying to get together. We'll probably have that chat on a Saturday afternoon. Will probably be best for everyone who is not in my particular time zone. Sometimes I forget about that. It's very easy to forget about, you know, other people and how they're in time zones and things of that sort when you're talking on the internet. And it's amazing what voice over IP technology has allowed us to do and the recent months and years and things. So I'm going to start, assuming that you have TeamTalk already installed and set up and configured. And if you need help with that, feel free to email me. I'd be happy to help you out with that. From what I can tell, it doesn't put an icon on your desktop when you install it. At least in my case, it did not. So I went to the Start menu, clicked Applications, or hit the Applications key on my laptop, and went down to Send To and sent a shortcut to the desktop, which is simply called TeamTalk 3.
TeamTalk 3, 3031.
And I'm going to press enter on this. When I do, it's automatically going to connect to the server. You may hear some people talking if anyone is connected to the server. I'm simply going to go through the menu options under the menu bar, and we may even find some people to chat with briefly. We'll see what happens. It's very, very simple. So I'm going to press enter on this.
Enter. 5%. Welcome to TeamTalk. For Rocky L. Press Donkey plus H. TeamTalk 3.2 dialogue. Preview mode plus
H. And you're going
to
hear Sappy 5.
EDD and a donkey with a hat. Join channel.
Because I have SAPI 5, that is Crystal AT&T, I have SAPI 5 configured to read the TeamTalk status bar and the events that happen. So now we are in a tree view here.
www.tbrn.net2.
And at the top of this tree view, it shows the server name. If I arrow down this tree view,
www.tbrn.net2.
You get a list of users. Head and a donkey with a hat. That's an interesting name.
Switch 5, 3 of 8.
Now we get to a list of rooms. And you really just have to, you have to know, because the list view, the tree view here, excuse me, the way it works is first it lists the users in the server or in the channel. In this case, the default channel, and then it lists the channels. Switch has 5 users in it. If we keep arrowing down,
the vertical bar 0, 4, 8.
The vertical bar, that's a different channel, has no users.
0, 5, 8. TBRN staff 0, 6, 8. Away room 1, 7, 8.
And so on.
Top speed 2, 0, 8, 8.
And so forth. He has a top 2, top speed 2 server on here. So if you want to play that game, I know someone on the list, I think one Toonhead had decided to maybe do a review on that. So I'm going to go back to the top of the tree view.
Level zero.
That's what the tree view is all about. I'm going to press tab.
Tab, left, right, slider, 100%.
And this left, right slider, which is currently at 100%, is the volume slider for TeamTalk. You can change that accordingly with your page up and page down keys, as well as your arrow keys for smaller increments, and set the volume the way you like.
Tab, read only edit.
I tabbed again. This is the read-only edit field where incoming text messages can be read. I do believe the scripts will read these automatically for you, but you could come here and root JAWS to PC or whatever particular screen reader you have, root the mouse cursor to the PC cursor, and then you know, read the messages that way. Tabbing again. This is view edit. I think this is where you can type in your outgoing message to people on the server or channel. And if I've happened to get these fields reversed, someone please correct me on this. I'm going to tab again.
Tab preview, www.tbrn.net2.
And we're back to the tree view. Now, I should note that when you're in the tree view, there's a number of things you can do. If you happen to have a 3D sound card and you're wearing headphones, you can arrow to a user's name and left and right arrow to that user on that user's name and pan the person back and forth from left channel to right channel and even rear channels, I'm guessing, because it's a full 360 degree field, I do believe. I am wearing 3D headphones, or I'm wearing 5.1 surround sound USB headphones. And this is the setup I have right now. It has a mic on the headphones and everything. I just got this set up. It's rather nice. Get loads of bass and all that stuff. You can also, if you arrow to a user in this tree view, you can do a control shift. I think it's a control shift M to mute that user. so you no longer hear their voice. However, they could still hear you, obviously. You can also do some other shortcuts. You can do a control shift V to turn on the voice activation mode, where you simply talk and the mic picks up your voice. And once you do that, there'll be another slider in this window. I think it's a vertical slider that will allow you to set the sensitivity of your mic. Or you can do a control shift T in this window to push a hotkey to talk, and that's what I'm doing. I find that works better than voice activation, and unless I'm going to be typing, you know, or working on the keyboard while I'm in TeamTalk, I will just use a hotkey. Now let's go through the menu bar and look at some of these choices. I'm pressing the Alt key.
Menu bar, file.
File, pretty standard menu, but we'll look at it anyway. Down arrowing.
Menu, file, menu, host manager, replace,
host manager. That's I think that's only if you're hosting a server.
Start hosting, F3, page.
Start hosting. There you go. And the shortcut is F3.
Disconnect F2.
Disconnect F2. Now, if you are on a server, I have TeamTalk configured to automatically connect to Andre's server on startup, because that's where the messes seem to reside. If you're in a server and you hit F2, it will disconnect you from the server. If you're not in a server, if you're just in the main TeamTalk window, but you're not connected to a server, and you press F2, it brings up a list box with a list of servers that you have recently connected to, and you can enter to the one you want and press enter to connect to that server. There's probably a few other things in that dialog box too, but like I say, I mainly come on Andre's server, so that's where you can find me on TeamTalk when I am there. When I'm there. It's not very often, but when I'm there. Okay, down arrowing again.
Preferences F4.
Preferences F4. We will look at this option in just a bit, because there are some things you might want to configure. You will want to configure, I should say.
Exit F4.
And exit. I'm going to press escape to go back to the menu bar.
Escape menu bar. Five.
And we're right arrowing.
Me.
Now this is the me menu, and this pertains to me or you. Let's down arrow to look at this.
Menu, change nick F5.
Change nick F5. Obviously, you can change your nickname. I'm not sure if you can do this while you're still connected to the server. You may need to disconnect from the server with F2. Press F5 to change your nick, and then press OK, and then do F2 again to reconnect or something.
Change status F6.
You can change your status, you know, away eating or, you know, out to lunch or whatever.
Use push to talk, control plus shift plus eject key.
Use push to talk, that's the one I talked about, control plus shift plus T, and in that preferences dialog, you can configure what key to use. We'll talk about that.
Use voice activation, control plus shift plus V.
Use voice activation, control shift V.
Use MS speech on events, control plus eject U.
Now use MS speech on events. That's the reason you heard SAPI 5 when I loaded up TeamTalk, because it reads the status bar of TeamTalk, kind of lets you know what's going on. So I'm guessing you could even do that without having a screen reader installed. It would just use the Windows default SAPI voice.
Change nick F5.
And we're back to change nick, so pressing escape.
Escape menu bar, me.
Right, arrowing.
Users, you.
Users, let's look at the users.
Menu, user info, control plus available key.
View user info, that's a good one, because you can view the other person's, I guess, profile, and I think it shows IP address and other stuff like that. Let's arrow down again.
Messages, control plus available.
Messages, I guess that takes you to the message list. I don't ever use text message. I don't think anybody uses that much in here in TeamTalk. Its voice quality is excellent. Much, much better than Skype, in my personal opinion. Although I still do use Skype. And I'll give out my Skype info at the end of this podcast. But TeamTalk is much better than Skype because of the 3D positioning. And you can also set your voice quality with TeamTalk. We'll get into that shortly.
Messages, control plus M available.
So let's arrow down.
Mute, control plus shift plus M available.
Mute, control plus shift plus M. You just go to user's name and press that keystroke, and it will effectively mute that user.
Volume control plus M available.
Volume control, self-explanatory.
Kick control plus K available.
If you are hosting or you are an admin on the server, you can kick a person. Although if they have auto connect, I think it's called, they will simply reconnect to the server lickety-split after you reconnect, after you kick them. So it may be called auto join or something like that, but it's pointless to kick a person. I guess you'd have to ban them if you wanted to really keep them off the server. But anyway, you can op somebody if you happen to be an admin. You can give someone operator privileges to be able to kick people and do fun other little things like that.
Advanced submenu.
The advanced submenu. Let's look under here.
Forward packets available.
Forward packets.
Increase volume. Extend control plus right available.
Increase volume. That's interesting that that's under the advanced menu.
Lower volume. Extend control plus left available.
Lower volume.
Forward packets available.
And back to forward packets. Okay, let's
advanced submenu.
Get out of that menu. And continue going down.
Toshiba TJ joined channel.
Oh, TJ just joined the room.
Mute all control plus M.
Mute all control plus M. This will mute everyone. Although why you'd want to do that is beyond me.
Forward through server control plus objective.
Forward through server.
Toshiba TJ left the channel.
Position users, control plus PD.
Position users. This is if you have 3D, a 3D sound card. Neat thing. As I said before.
User info, control plus available.
User info. We're back to that. Let's press escape.
Escape menu bar. User view.
Go over to the right.
Channel C.
Channels. This is another submenu. Let's go down.
Menu. Channel. Menu. Create channel 7C.
You can create a channel by pressing F7. You can type in the username as well as a password if you so desire.
Join channel, control plus J, available, J.
Join channel, control plus J. This is kind of confusing. It seems like you should be able to hit enter on a channel in a tree view and join it that way, but you actually have to arrow to that channel and then press control J to join.
Ported by a Farhan join channel.
There's Farhan. Anything could happen on this podcast at this point, guys. Arrowing down.
New channel, control plus I.
Ported by a Farhan left the channel.
Well, he left because nobody was here. So, view channel info.
View channel messages. Check W.
View channel messages.
Create channel 7C.
Create channel. We're back to that. So, it's special escape.
Escape menu bar channel C.
Right arrow.
Help. H.
And help. That's self-explanatory. Totally.
System. Space.
Okay. And system.
File.
F. And we're back to file.
Leave menu bar.
Let's go ahead and look at preferences really quick before we go and look and see who's in the switch channel because I want to show you some stuff in this dialog. I'm going to press F4.
F4. Preferences dialog. General page. User settings. Turns off.
Now, this is where you can put in your user nickname. And mine is just my name, Darren Duff. I'm pressing tab.
Tab, user settings, settings, status, zero.
This is the general tab, by the way.
Tab, speech, transmission, mode, push, talk, check, talk, check.
So here's another way that you can change the speech transmission mode, as they call it. Mine is currently push to talk.
Tab, speech, transmission, mode, setup, keys, button, mode, process.
This is that setup keys button. I'm not going to do it, but what you would do is press spacebar on this. And it tells you, it gives you an edit field, and it tells you to press the key combination that you want to use. And it points out that Alt and Control are good keys to use. I'm using Control personally. I think if you install this configuration file, which one Farhan wrote, if it doesn't kill your computer and cause it to smoke very badly, it will set your hotkey to scroll lock. I do not like that because I have a very hard time finding my scroll lock key on my laptop. It's just not convenient for me. So I changed mine to control. So anyway, tabbing past this.
Tab, speech, transmission, mode, key combination, read-only edit, control.
And that's a read-only
edit. Ported by a far hand join channel.
Where it shows what your hotkey is.
Tab, speech, transmission, mode, voice activate, check, check.
And voice activate. Let's see if we can get
Farhan. Speech, transmission, mode, key combination, read-only edit, control.
Hey, Farhan.
Ported by a far hand left the channel.
Well, he left. Big deal. Alright, tabbing past this read-only edit field.
Tab, speech, transmission, voice activated, checkbox not checked.
Voice activated, mine is not checked.
Tab, OK button.
Then we have an OK button. I'm going to control tab.
Window page, window page, user settings, language, combo box.
And a donkey, with a hat, left the channel.
Sorry guys, people are coming in and out, and it's kind of making things, You know what, we could actually disconnect from the server.
Escape, www.tdrn.tdrn.
Let's go ahead and just disconnect from the server briefly.
F2, disconnected from tdrn.tcp477.tdp4771.
And Jaws just rid of that information. I'm going to go bracket back into preferences.
F4, preferences dialog,
and we're going to control tab again. That's my hotkey because every time I hit control, makes that lovely little noise. Control tab.
Window page, user interface, language, combo box.
I will not look at the window tab because it's just for visual things.
Client page, client settings, auto connect, latest, startup, checkbox, check.
Now, the client page is kind of interesting because this is where I set it to auto connect to Andre's server, auto connect.
Auto connect to latest host on startup, check, check.
To latest host, meaning that the latest host you connected to, if you want it to connect, you just check this box. I'm going to tap.
Tap client settings, reconnect on connection drop, check box checked.
Reconnect on connection drop. If you have this checked and for whatever reason you're dropped from the server, you'll instantly reconnect, however long it takes for, you know, TeamTalk to reconnect. Usually with me, it's pretty fast because I'm on broadband here at work and I have broadband at home. So, tab again.
Tap local ports, local TCP port at 0.
I don't mess with this.
Tap local ports, local TCP port at 0.
And you would only want to change these if the server required it. So, TCP IP and UDP.
Tap client settings, always forward through server, check box checked.
Always forward through server.
Tap client settings, always forward through channel, connection, check box checked.
Now, I don't know how that differs from... I guess it's different than...
Auto point channel connection check box checked.
Than the other checkbox.
Tap OK button.
And we're going to control tab again.
Hosting page. Hosting settings server name at TeamTalk server.
Now, unless you're going to host a server, you don't need to be concerned with this page. So control tab.
Sound system page. Sound system settings. Sound default radio button checked. 202.
Now, this is where you can choose your sound card to use. Mine is set to direct default sound card. So whichever sound card I use, because I have the one that comes with my USB headphones, as well as the one that comes on my laptop.
Tap sound system settings, input device combo box, CD and USB sound device, still free.
And this is my USB sound card, as I said before.
Tap sound system settings, input device combo box, CD and USB sound device, still free.
And obviously, if you know about applications that use your sound card, you want to have the input and the output device the same. These are just combo boxes you can arrow up and down through.
Tap sound system settings, test selected button.
You can test the selected sound card. If I do it here, we'll get tons of loopback. I'll do it just shortly.
It gives you voice feedback,
which is kind of annoying.
Space.
Ooh, okay, I hit space to stop that. That was getting very, very bad. Okay, tab again.
Tab, sound system, settings, auto position, user, 3D, sound, check, box, check.
And I have this checked because, and I think it will be checked by default if you have a 3D sound card. But if not, you can come in here and check it.
Tab, okay button.
And there's the okay button, control tab.
Sound event, space, sound event, user, channel, message, off.
This is where you can set up your sound events. It's a pretty self-explanatory tab, so I'm going to control tab again.
Voice quality page. Remember that higher quality for the encoder will require more bandwidth than CPU uses to record frequency. Voice quality settings 32K HD radio button check, free or free.
Now, this is that voice quality I was talking about. You have three settings here. You have
32K HD radio button check, free or free.
Which is the highest, which I have been set on.
Voice quality settings 16K HD radio button check, free or free.
16K.
Voice quality settings 8K HD radio button check, free.
And 8K. I think it defaults to 8K, so please, please change it to either 16.
Voice quality settings 16. Voice quality settings 32K HD radio.
Or 32. For the love of God. Change it. Nobody uses 8K mono. Okay. Tabbing.
Tab. Voice quality settings left right slider 100%.
I guess that is... I don't know if that has to do with sound performance. I'm not sure what the slider's for. But anyway, I have mine set to 100%. So it's good, people. Set your slider to 100% just because it's the cool thing to do. Tabbing again.
Tab. Voice quality settings enable voice reduction check.
Noise reduction is a good thing in my case. For example, if you have I get kind of a hum through this USB sound card, and I think it's because the mic and the headphones are on the same wire, and they're shielded against each other. I don't know. Anyway, I get the hum, so I have noise reduction turned on, so that is a good thing.
Voice quality settings, voice gain level, check box, not checked.
Voice gain level. You can have TeamTalk control your voice gain level. I do not have this checked because I don't want TeamTalk to do that.
Tap voice quality settings default button.
You can set everything to its defaults, which don't do that because it takes you to 8K, and 8K just sucks, so you don't want to do that. Trust me.
Tap OK button.
And we get the OK button. We're going to control tab one more time here.
But that's page. Windows mixer over enable temporary mixer input device when pressing hotkey, check box not checked. Enable temporary mixer input device when pressing hotkey, check box not checked.
I guess... You would only do that if you have a mixer. I'm not sure what that one's for.
Tap Windows mixer overcompensate for microphone boost, check box not checked.
This is, I guess, if your microphone boost is a little overpowering, it will compensate for that, kind of like a limiter or something.
Tap advanced settings, Windows 2K /XP, mouse correct, check box not checked.
Okay, I'm just going to control tab past this.
General page, user settings, nickname, edit, there it is.
And we're back to general. So I'm going to press escape here.
Escape, connected from tbrm.tcp port 77.
And that's pretty much the basics of it, guys. It's just really not that hard. I'm going to arrow down to switch and see if we can...
Land.
Talk to some people here.
Shift tab, edit. Shift tab, read only edit. Shift tab, left right slider 100%.
I don't know why I'm going that way. I could have just hit tab once, but oh well.
Land.
Now why?
Shift tab, edit. Tab, preview alt plus C.
Oh, I have to connect to the server. God, Darren, you idiot. Okay, I'm pressing F2.
F2, connect to host dialog. Host properties, host presented combo, tbrm.net 104.
And we're just going to press enter.
Enter. Preview alt plus C. Connect to host tbrm.net port 7700. Connect to .login in. Successfully connected. Join channel /.
Okay, so we're now in the channel. There are no users in this channel, in the main channel, because it did not announce anyone, so we're going down to Switch.
Level 1, Baron Duff, 107. Switch 1, 207.
Well, there's me, but...
The vertical R0, 307. Switch 1, 207.
Switch only has one person on it now. I had five all go.
The vertical R0, 307. Port 4, 407.
Oh, there's four in Bort.
TPRS F0, 507. Port 4, 407.
So let's go in Bort. I'm going to press Control-J.
Control J, port 4, 306, port 4 open.
Naran Ha join channel. RG, you join channel. Toshi Betty J join channel. Ported by Afar Han join channel.
No one is speaking at the moment. Let's say hi. Good morning, everybody. How's it going?
Afternoon, actually.
Oh, it's afternoon for you. Okay, finally got around to doing this Team Talk podcast. It's going really well. Just wanted to show everyone how the good the voice quality is.
Well, it's better than that thing you call Skype, without question.
Yes, it is. Loads better. I agree. And the 3D positioning is wonderful.
If your sound card supports it, yeah.
Yes, if your sound card supports it, absolutely.
And the thing about Skype is that it's only halfway full duplex, which may sound like an anomaly, but with Team Talk you can have multiple people speaking at once, and actually does work. But not on Skype, no.
That is right. And actually, Andre, I wanted to let you know that I am using one of your songs for theming this podcast, a little intro and outro, and or extra, and I hope you don't mind.
That's why it's there. If I minded, I would sue you.
Well, there you go.
By far hand left the channel.
My goodness, Farhan is very loud when he leaves the channel.
Yeah, something like that.
Alright, well, I was hoping we would have multiple people on here talking, but now I'm just getting Andre a little...
Hello?
Hello,
speaking.
There we go. Everybody woke up then.
Issues.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and zip out of here and kind of wrap the podcast up and everything, and we'll catch you guys later.
Have fun or something, I don't know.
You bet.
F2, level 0, man, disconnected from TTRS, okay. TCP 4700.
So we just disconnected from the server here. That was Andre Louis and some other people that I have actually talked with on Team Talk. Now, if your sound card does not support 3D sound, you won't hear that in 3D. I don't actually know how Gold Wave will handle that. But it's really nice. You can hear the voice quality is really good. You can set the voice quality depending on your bandwidth. And that is pretty much it, guys. That's pretty much going to wrap this up for this particular podcast. I want to...
Windows 10.
Sorry about the speech there.
W, Windows Messenger, 3130.
When you're making a podcast at work,
W, Windows 13,
this is just the way it goes. I'm sorry. So I want to thank you guys for joining us here, and love to hear your comments on the podcast. You can email me at my new working email address. Please don't use the BLVS Georgia one because it is my work address. I need to actually unsubscribe from the blank hole tech list on that address and resubscribe using my address I'm about to give you. So please use this address I'm about to give you if you want to send me email off list. Use dduff@hyperband.com. So dduff@hyperband.com. And if you want to Skype me, you can Skype me at Duffman31279, all one word. Alright guys, that's going to do it for this podcast. Until next time, this is Darren Duff. Take care. Let's see if we get the theme queued up here. Alright, take care guys. Talk to you next time.